Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm really excited to have you join me this week. My motivational quote today is by Will Rogers, and he says, "Don't wait to buy land and wait." Do you have enough saved for retirement? Do you know how much of a nest egg or monthly cash flow you're actually going to need at retirement? Putting money away in the various investment vehicles that are available is absolutely a must in order to manage things like inflation, taxation, and of course, I think the most important is the future healthcare costs. These are all potential things that can easily eat away at our future buying power during our retirement where we don't have new income coming in. So, how do you know if you have all the right investments or if you're missing any key ingredients in whatever your current portfolio investment looks like? Well, the next question is, should real estate be one of the important components included in your portfolio diversification in order to ensure that successful, worry-free retirement? Today, we have an expert who's going to shed some light on helping us make some good financial decisions, especially as it relates to real estate investments. And she's going to share a really cool story about how she created her little nest egg for the future. My guest is Whitney Nicely. Whitney is an entrepreneur who went from selling, wait for it, dump trucks to becoming the queen of real estate investing in East Tennessee. Whitney started to chase her passions and fine-tune her skills in the real estate market after college. She flipped her first house in 2009. Last year, she flipped six houses while planning her October wedding. A little busy there. And Whitney's real estate portfolio has grown from zero Zippo to 17 residential houses, 19 apartment units, and seven chunks of vacant land across East Tennessee. Whitney is married and is a stepmom to two kids, ages 10 and 12. She is passionate about teaching married couples how to build a side business together that helps them plan for retirement and doesn't break them up in the process. So please help me welcome Whitney to the show. So Whitney, thanks so much for taking the time to be on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Connie. This is going to be fun.
It is. I'm giggling at the last comment. You help people, really help couples build businesses together without breaking up. So curious to hear how you help folks do that.
Well, my husband and I buy apartments together. And when I started getting into real estate investing, I was like so many people, I got hooked into going to a weekend boot camp. And I fell in love with the process. I fell in love with everything that I'd, you know, learned that day. And I was just really excited, you know, and I was pumped so full of, you know, those good vibes and hopes and dreams and everything. And I remember going home that night, and I went to this event by myself. I remember going home and calling Jason, he was my boyfriend at the time, and saying, "Oh my gosh, we're going to be millionaires. I'm going to buy houses. This is going to be so much fun, you know, blah, 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 blah." And I'll never forget, he said, "Whitney, you're living with church camp mentality. This isn't going to work. Nobody's going to sell their house to you. Nobody needs everything that you've learned today. You should just come back home, keep your job, and, you know, get your head out of the clouds."
Great support.
Yeah. Thanks, honey. Appreciate you. So instead of me telling him where he could stick it and how far down the road he could take it, I told him to hold my beer and watch this. And
good for you.
In the next 9 months, I bought and sold 14 houses without using my money, without using credit, without using banks.
Wow.
And honest to goodness, I was on my 12th deal. And he was sitting in the car with me. We were at Krispy Kreme at the drive-thru. And I was on my 12th deal. We were on our way to my open house for my 12th deal. And even then, he was like, "You've just been lucky. This is a fluke. This isn't going to continue forever. Like, this isn't sustainable, blah, 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 blah." And I finally did tell him where he could get out and how far back down the road he could go.
So
we did break up. But
wow.
He came to his senses a couple weeks later and said, "Okay, obviously real estate's a big deal to you." And that's basically what I told him, is he needed to get on board with my real estate because this train was leaving and it wasn't coming back.
Good for you.
And he said, okay. So, we got back together probably 2 or 3 weeks later. You know, I had to make sure that I'd cooled down a little bit and gave him enough time to really think through what he was saying. But that fourth week we went to apartment training, went to a 3-day apartment training.
Cool.
And he was in hook, line, and sinker from the very beginning. He bought us mentors while we were there. And then a week after that, within 6 weeks of us breaking up, we were under contract to buy 16 units, 2 apartment complexes.
Wow.
And we were back on the road to happy and wealthy and wise.
Wonderful. Now, I have to ask you, Jason, I'm assuming, was working full time when all of this kind of was transpiring, correct?
Yes, and I was working full-time also. I was flipping dump trucks. My mom has a dump truck company. She's actually got 4 companies, so I was working at 4 different companies.
Wow.
I was flipping furniture on Craigslist, and I was flipping dump trucks all for extra money. Jason lived in Atlanta, and I live in Knoxville, so on the weekends, I was traveling to Atlanta to see my fella and, you know, go have some fun. So I completely understand when people say that they're busy, they're working a job. He and I were both working at least one job. He's got kids, so we were going on ball trips and, you know, PTA and all this other stuff. We were doing that too. But I knew if we were ever going to get out of working those jobs, we had to get into real estate and we had to get in fast. So that's, you know, where my mind has been for the last 5 years, getting us out of jobs and into real estate full time.
How long did it take you guys to go into the real estate full time after he totally got on board, right? You bought these 2 units, right? The multifamily units. How long did it take from that point to you both said, you know what, we're done. This is our future. We're gonna do the real estate. How long did that take from start to finish?
Well, that was in early 2015 that we closed. We got married in late 2015.
Okay.
And in 2015, I went full time into real estate.
Nice, nice.
That's when I was flipping houses and planning the wedding and doing all that stuff. In 2016, I transitioned so much from investing to helping other people get started. Until 2017 that he was able to come work for me. We went full circle to July, you know, from him telling me it would never work to him working with me all day, every day in the office in real estate. It took just over 2.5 years.
So now that's important, Whitney, because I think people, exactly what you said, you know, he had kids. So you were both a distance apart. So you had to travel, then you had to do the kid thing, you know, ball games, what have you on the weekends. And in 2.5 years, you both were able to transition to doing this full time. And I think people, you said it really well right at the onset of the show, that people panic and I can't quit my job. It's hard to give up that sense of security. So now, do you think that the direct sales business is really as easy as you're making it sounds? I know people are asking themselves that right now.
The direct sales business?
Well, yeah, the real estate, what you're doing. Is it as easy as you're making it sound?
No, nothing is as easy as it sounds, and nothing is as easy as it looks on TV either, but it's totally worth it. And, you know, I tell people this all the time, you know, we talk a lot about loyalty. When I left the truck company, I felt loyalty to my boss and my family to stay there. Our bucks had always come from trucks. I thought I needed to be there. And it was in my blood to be there trucking every day. But I left. And most people don't feel loyalty to their boss or to their family when they leave a job because they've got their budget set on that. And jumping out and not knowing what's going to happen is really, really scary. But real estate is something that you can start doing while you're working, whether you're 9-to-5 or whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a stay-at-home mom or no matter what it is you're doing, you can add real estate. And I ask my students just to do one deal a month because one deal a month, if you average one deal a month and adding $300 per deal to your income every month, in 2 years, you'll have 24 houses. And 24 houses averaged out to $300 a month cash flow is $7,200. Most people would love a extra $7,200 coming in every single month. They don't have to clock in for. They don't hustle for. They don't do anything but check their bank account to make sure it's there. And that's only 2 years. Most people think, well, it's going to take me 40 years to get to retirement. So when I say one deal a month and $300, and in 2 years, you're bringing in $7,200 every single month, most people, it just becomes so obvious how many opportunities are out there and how it's not really that you need $100,000 in the bank. You just need one deal at $300 a month every month for 2 years. If you do it for 3 years, now we're in the six-figure club. Extra.
Now, let me ask you a question, because you said before also that you flipped your first several houses without any money out of your pocket, without any lending. How did you do that? Where did that money come from?
So I started flipping with my mom, and I did 4 or 5 flips with her. But then in 2014, I took the training wheels off and did my first flip by myself. Mm-hmm. So at the end of 2013, I found out about lease options. And a lease option is a really fancy rental agreement that gives you the opportunity to buy a house in a certain period of time. Okay, so it's just a really fancy rental agreement that also gives you the rights to buy the house instead of just renting forever. So I did one lease option deal. I had $10 invested in this deal, and 8 weeks later, I got a check for $15,000. So I took that $15,000 and flipped my first house, because that first house I did didn't take any flipping. It didn't need anything. It was a pretty house. People just wanted to move into it. Didn't need paint, didn't need carpet, didn't need nothing. So I took the $15,000 that I made off my first lease option deal, and I put that $15,000 into flipping my next house, which needed a kitchen and a bathroom. And we finished that one 1st of July. On August 27th, I cashed out of that one and made $40,000. So I got my $15,000 back, but I made $25,000 on top of it.
Do you do the work yourself, Whitney? Like, are you really handy?
No, Lord, no. I wear a dress and heels every day. I get my nails done. I don't want to sweat. It messes up my mascara. No way.
So did you have a team in place to be able to do all of this quickly as the turnaround as you did?
Well, the thing is, I'd been flipping with mom and dad, so I had all of their contacts and contractors.
Yes.
Right? I'd been with the training wheels, and that's so important. I hate to see people get a loan for $50,000 or $100,000 and go flip their first house. No. You need to practice with somebody, whether it's your mom or dad, or whether it's just a friend that's flipping, or whether it's just somebody that you meet at a RIA meeting. You need to practice. And then I tell my students all the time to do lipstick on a pig, do a countertop in a house. Do a floor in a house. Do some carpet in another house. And then if you do one deal a month and you do, 10 lipstick on a pigs, then you'll be ready in a year or two to take on a full kitchen, or to take on 2 bathrooms, or to redo a basement, or, something. But don't jump out there. Spend $1,000 and see how much better you can make this house. See how, I don't want to say how cheap you can do something and then make big bucks, but I don't want you to borrow big bucks or spend big bucks and then not make as much as you planned on, because it's not like on TV.
And it's true, because they're really, those shows are truly scripted. It's crazy. You're so spot on with what you're saying, that start small. You don't have to start with, a big renovation per se, where you have to borrow a ton of money to be able to walk away with 10 grand or something like that. So you want to start small and then, grow into it after a year or so. And I think that's a good advice for anybody starting a business. Now, again, I want to go back. You're so busy. You were planning a wedding, traveling back and forth between Atlanta and Tennessee, and dealing with the kids and all of that. How did you find, give us an example of how you fit that into your full-time job, plus you guys traveling back and forth to see each other?
So I would work. I mean, I had my job, and I would be there from 8 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday. And then from 5 until 9, I would go see houses. I would make offers with sellers. One thing that people, they don't want to give up some things. They don't want to give up watching the nightly news. They don't want to give up watching Game of Thrones or the Kardashians or whatever it is that people watch. If you really want to get out there and you really want to set yourself up for a totally different life, there's some things that you need to give up. And TV is one of them. I quit watching TV. I quit listening to the radio. There's so many podcasts and ebooks and, or not ebooks, but audiobooks and, other things that you should be listening to that's going to feed your brain and not take power away from your brain. There's so many things to do. There's so many things to learn that I honest to goodness think watching TV is like poisoning yourself.
It's funny. It's funny because, you know, I have two businesses, my own business and a business with a partner. And then, of course, I do the show. And when people meet me, they look at me and they say, well, do you sleep? And I'm like, of course I sleep. Right. Doesn't everybody sleep or we wouldn't be able to function? And it's true. You have to. I love how you say that, because you do have to give things up to increase productivity, to expand your mind, whatever that is for you. So great advice that 5 to 9, you'd leave work and you'd go look at houses in your high heels and makeup and do what you had to do, and you gave up TV. The other thing I love, and millennials, I don't know your age, Whitney, but millennials are...
I'm a millennial.
You are really good at this, and I have several millennials who are really teaching me. They don't listen to music unless it's downloaded on their phone, but they love listening to different podcasts because they see the value of that information versus, you know, just listening to a song list on their way to work or whatever it is. So I've learned from millennials that you can expand your mind, not just while you're reading a book or sitting at your desk, you know, reading something online, but you can listen as well. And there's a vast number of podcasts with just amazing content to grow your mind. So I love that as a recommendation as well. Whitney, let's take a really, really quick break. And then when we come back, you mentioned that you spent a weekend at this, you know, education. And I'm just curious if that's a good recommendation for everybody or what alternatives are, but we'll take a break first.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric, she speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change, Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email Connie at WhitmanAssociates.com.
We're speaking with Whitney Nicely, and we're really talking about how can I start a business, stay married and not ruin my relationship, but create a business part-time and then ultimately kind of shifting to full-time. And really, Whitney, your story, I think, revolves all around real estate, or do you have other businesses as well?
No, it's all real estate. I've got 9 LLCs in 2 different states right now, and it's all real estate.
Nice. And which is all encompassing, really. I mean, it keeps you certainly busy enough. Now, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that you had a formal education. Was there certifications involved? Do you need to have this education? What's your recommendation for folks who are, you're piquing their interest?
No. And I mean, I graduated from UTK. I've got a degree in communication. I also like to collect licenses. I'm the broker for Whitney Buys Houses. I'm an auctioneer for Nicely Done Auctions. I'm a general contractor, but you don't need a license to go buy houses. In fact, there's not a license to buy houses. The only reason you get a real estate license is if you want to represent other people buying and selling houses. But you don't need one if your end goal is investing. And I honestly got my license because I thought it would be a shortcut to, you know, riches and fame. And it's not. It's the shortcut to paying more fees and fines.
Isn't that right? So be careful what you wish for. Did you feel that weekends, and then you said you and your husband spent a weekend with the multifamily units or the multi-unit dwellings. Did you find that helpful, and do you recommend that kind of education before jumping in, flipping houses, or doing the lease with the options to buy and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. And we all know that you should surround yourself with the 5 people that you want to be the most like, because that's who you're going to be like.
Absolutely.
So if you want to get into apartments, go find a group of people that invest in apartments in your city and start going to dinner with them. Start joining their groups. Absolutely. I am a millennial, but I don't learn as well online as I do immersing myself in you know, the deep end for a whole weekend or a whole week. And nothing online will replace face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
And being in a room of other people that are going on this journey with you. Some of them are going to be ahead of you. Some of them are going to be behind you. But being with these people and learning from them and their questions and, you know, all those things, you can't replace it. And I love workshops so much. I do them for my students now because you can't replace that online.
And people could ask whatever questions they want.
Yeah.
Which is really critical. And you can't do that with an online program. So I totally get what you're saying. Now, the other thing, the other comment, Whitney, that you made at the beginning was that you got your husband, boyfriend / and now husband, currently. But, you know, it's either get on the bus because it's leaving the station. We really need to do this together because it really is a lifestyle choice, I think, what you're describing. So when you started your business, I think you spoke quite frankly with your boyfriend, now husband. But how do you recommend or how do you guide your students to start a business with their spouse and really stay married, you know, through that process?
Well, two heads are better than one. And the way he looks at an investment is going to be totally different than the way I'm going to look at it. And neither way is wrong. First, you need to realize that just for one of you to be right doesn't mean the other one has to be wrong. You can both be right. You can both use your strengths to really improve everything and to see it as a big full picture instead of just from your perspective, right? So that's the most, I mean, foundation thing that I can teach you is that you need each other. You need each other's perspectives. You need each other's life skills. And you need, you know, somebody just to bounce ideas off of. Well, should we go up on rent? Should we replace that refrigerator? What should we do? And it's not just, you know, to get their permission or anything like that. It's to really say, well, should we do that or should we do this? Would it be better to replace the windows and to get a used refrigerator or get a brand new refrigerator and patch the windows? You know, some of those things, you just need to bounce these ideas off of each other. And you really, for us, we can't have work conversations at the dinner table. We need to separate. 9 to 5, we can have work conversations. And Jason used to hate it because I would make him schedule a block of time on my calendar. Otherwise, it's not that I would, you know, kind of brush him off, but somebody else would come through and I'd take care of them because I knew I could just catch up with him later. But I needed to make him number one. I needed to make sure that he was my partner and I was giving him my time and I was fully concentrated when it was time for us to discuss business. And the only way I could do that was to have it on my calendar and actually schedule a meeting with him like I would schedule any other partner meeting.
And, you know, I know people are like, oh, that's crazy, you're married. But honestly, I think setting those work boundaries versus the personal boundaries, Whitney, that's really, really important because you're absolutely right. Work is work. And then when you get home, you don't want to be living and breathing and talking about business all the time because, number one, it gets boring really, really fast. And you need something in your life other than work because if you did work at two different jobs, then came home at night, you wouldn't just be talking about work the entire night, right? So I think that those boundaries are really, really important, which is really good advice, especially because you're really a newlywed. But what I think what sounds advice to give now, and I also agree with two heads are better than one. And the other thing I was giggling with when you said the two heads are better than one, believe it or not, women and men, we do think differently.
It's strength. It's not anything bad.
No.
It's a strength.
You're right. And I think that discussing it from, hey, what do you think? Factual, not emotional perspective as a business meeting, I think is also great advice. Now, we have literally like 4 minutes left, but I'd like, I know it goes fast. It really does. What other advice do you give your students and folks who are looking to get into the real estate investing and maybe a tip or two on potential pitfalls that you fell into that could help them out, you know, so they don't make costly mistakes right out of the gate?
Well, I would say find out where everybody is going in your area and wherever the hotspot that everybody's flipping, wherever that is, wherever, you know, there's permits and there's building and all this stuff, go the direct opposite way from all of that. Mm-hmm. Go find your own little honey hole. Go be a big fish in a small pond. Where I buy houses, I've got probably 11 houses within just maybe 10, not even square miles, but just 10 miles on one four lane. And then within a mile of that four lane, I've got 11 houses and two apartment complexes. And everybody out there knows if they want to sell something, they should call me first. I don't compete against all the good old boys. I don't compete against new investors. I don't compete against old investors. I found my own little honey hole, and I'm pretty much the only one playing in that sandbox.
How did you find, and I think that's smart, again, very, very clear advice. How do you find that hot spot that isn't the hub where everybody is flipping or moving or buying?
Most of the time you can look at a map and you can, I mean, if it was a heat map, you would see where everybody was, right, and then you would see cool areas. Those cool areas means nobody is there but you.
Is that a bigger risk, though, if nobody's there? Is there a reason nobody's there?
Maybe they don't want to drive over there. Maybe they all live, like in Knoxville, West Knoxville is very wealthy and there's a lot of stuff going on out there. But there's too much traffic and too many people for me. I don't even want to be out there. I live on the east side of town. So it was more natural for me to start on the east side of town. And I even went to the next county over, further east. There's good people out there. There's opportunities out there. There's jobs out there. But everybody thinks of West Knoxville when they think about flipping in Knoxville. Well, I don't even want to drive out there to get, you know, clothes or whatever. I want to be closer to my side of town, away from the traffic, where there's good people, good jobs, and more opportunity. No, I'm going to let them go fight over it themselves.
Do you find that being that familiar with your location, like you said, going east where everybody was kind of going west, did that help you find the deals or did that help you leverage your knowledge because you knew that location?
Probably. My mom's company is east.
Okay.
And so I was driving from my house further east to her company when I was working for her. So I just started making my drive to work driving for dollars. I was already going that way. I was already talking to people out in that direction. I just started opening up my eyes and making offers, opening up my mouth and making offers.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
I was already traveling that direction. That was already where I was. It was going to be out of my way to force myself to go out to West Knoxville. Don't force yourself. Just go where it's convenient for you. There's plenty of opportunities.
And you know what's funny, Whitney? I think everybody, this is what everybody's saying. Well, she's in Tennessee. I'm in New Jersey or I'm in New York or I'm in, you know, Utah and the, you know, the land's more expensive or whatever, whatever we have this self-doubt or this self-talk that we talk ourselves out of, pursuing this. If this is something that it maybe appears exciting to them. My husband works for, an investment company and it's funny because I have an IRA, I have my own business, right? So I have a SEP, but I have an IRA from a 401k I had, you know, many years ago when I worked for a company. And we took that money and we made it into what's called a self-directed IRA. And I have two properties looking to buy a third property out in Cleveland. Now we live in New Jersey. So what do I know about Cleveland? Well, there was an opportunity and we're getting a great return on our money and we have renters, et cetera. So we just hold that real estate. It's really, it's easier than you think it is. Get out of your own head. And I love what you said. Look for folks who are doing it. And you know, it's what I'm finding too with you, Whitney, through this conversation. You're very excited talking about it. And I think you're excited to teach people how to do it. And I bet that's in the industry, as a regular thing that people will find. If you find local flippers or people who are buying and selling real estate, that they're eager to teach. Would you find that to be the case?
I would. Most of the people that are going to teach you real estate, though, are going to be kind of old and boring and slow sometimes. And I definitely put the millennial spin on that.
Yes, you do. In a really great way. I love it. But yeah, I think get involved in your local, and you said REHA. Just explain to everybody what that stands for so they can look that up in their locale.
It's REIA, Real Estate Investors Association, and there's apartment REIAs, there's a national REIA, there's all sorts of benefits to getting involved in a REIA. Sometimes there's just meetup groups, and they are just, they're not sponsored by anybody, but they have lots of great information, lots of great contacts, and I really got my start because I joined the Knox REIA.
That's awesome. Yeah. Start local, start small, do it together. Two heads are better than one. Don't be afraid, right? And find your little niche. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Find what's going to work for you. So just great advice, Whitney, right through the show. So I do appreciate that. Guys, if you'd like to find out more, or if you'd like to connect with Whitney and speak and pick her brain or whatever, she does have a website. It's whitneynicely.com. So it's WHITNEY and then NICELY.com. I will post that on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform so you guys can find her. And her email address, again, if you'd like to connect with her directly or ask her some questions, it's info@WhitneyNicely.com. Again, I promise I will post that on the website as well. If you guys need to reach me or you need information about anything business related, sales, coaching, growing your individual skills or your team skills, please reach out to me at Connie@WhitmanAssoc.com. That is my personal email address, and I do respond personally to that. So again, Connie@WhitmanAssoc.com. Again, Whitney, thank you so much for being on and for sharing. For, number one, your passion, your energy level was amazing. I love it. But also just some really amazing tips that I think can get people started on the road to their own business or real estate investing or whatever it is for them.
That had me, Connie. It was fun.
Yes, it really was. Thank you so much. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change and realize that it's so possible, like Whitney shared with her story today. Thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful and hopefully a financially inspired week.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.